Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Will New Hampshire rise to the top as far as the best states, as far as the list of the best states to run a cryptocurrency-related business? It's definitely in the top echelon. I don't know how you rank these things exactly, but I think most people in the crypto world think Wyoming is the best at the moment, and that's because they've passed a sort of a suite of legislation that do things like authorize bankers to hold cryptocurrency. This is one of the reasons why banks won't hold cryptocurrencies, because they are deathly afraid of having the government punish them for doing so.
I think one of the things people have to understand about some of this stuff that they're talking about is it's effectively illegal for somebody to hold somebody else's money for them, or maybe something like multiple different other people's money. So like you can't
unless just, authorized by the state. You mean
right? Unless you like get a banking charter from the state or something like that, you can't just be like, oh hey. Give me, I can't hold your money, Ian, and nobody's money and somebody else's money and put it into my bank account.
Yeah, we actually
that's a crime.
Right. We actually had a host of the show years ago. His name was Wayne, and he knew a dude who tried this, like out in California, opened up what was called a warehouse bank. And they raided his ass over there.
Yeah.
So even though people were voluntarily using his services, he had like a really nice safe or something like that, and was willing to take deposits from people that they came in and they stole all of his stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. And the interesting thing is, there may be ways to legally do it, except that you can't be. It's got to be like a safe system. So each person has to have their own safe deposit box. And then it potentially becomes legal, but that doesn't necessarily mean the government, the feds won't raid you over it.
Yeah,
right?
Did you hear about that happening to the deposit box place out in where the
hell? California, Hollywood.
California, right?
Yeah. I believe it was Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, they were doing exactly that.
Exactly that.
And where customers were the only ones that had access to it, and they didn't even know necessarily what was in there, but they went in and the feds took everything.
Yeah, and the lawyers are saying that the feds were in the wrong on it, and
sure,
yet they did
you gotta fight them.
And the judge even said that you can't, I forget what the judge said exactly, but it was like the judge said when you raid, you can't touch the assets like in the safe deposit box. You can take the safe, the structure.
Oh, really?
But you can't like, take what's in the safe deposit.
What are they
going to
do? Take the box and leave everything else sitting on the street?
I'm not quite sure. However, they did open the boxes
and
inventoried it all. So they violated, and the judge was, I think, angry about the fact that they violated his order.
Yeah, but did he order him to give everything back?
Well,
not yet, right?
They're not obeying the judge's order. And
right.
I don't know, and the problem is it's like, well, what does the judge, what can the judge do when the government violates it? The judge's order. And in theory, I guess the judge can, throw a government agent in a cage.
Yeah,
but,
how often does that happen?
But
that would be fun to watch.
What does the government do? The government will then respond in appeal to a higher court judge.
That's right.
And then, what's the chance of that judge agreeing? And it's a mess. The whole system is a mess.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, I had that story weeks and weeks ago, and it was one of the myriad of stories we just never really got into. But, yeah, that happened. And, even if those people end up getting their stuff back, how many years is it going to take?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe you needed what was in that box for some reason. Well, now it's in the federal government's possession.
It's interesting because a lot of those people, it was their life savings.
Yeah.
Or it was, their inheritance. Or it was, the money that they needed to pay rent, even in some cases.
Whatever it was.
So there were people who actually, got kicked out on the street as a result of their money being stolen, from by the feds.
Because the feds were trying to protect them
from drug dealers or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, that was their argument was, mm-hmm. well, some of these people were committing crimes. The problem is that when they were actually confronted with that in court, they couldn't actually explain what crimes were committed
or who it was
or the individual people whose stuff that they stole and violated the you know, the judge's decision over. So it's pretty crazy, the stuff that they do.
So we've been talking about this story here from New Hampshire about a commission studying cryptocurrency. And, you know, there's not really a whole lot of news here, but yet we've managed talk about various different aspects of this for much of an hour.
Honestly, I think we pretty much covered what it was in this bill.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, the governor is saying, and he's trying to win points, right? Like, he's trying to win brownie points here. Oh, I'm being friendly with the crypto business, and look at what I'm doing. And
try to forget about the masks and the people I had arrested at my house.
And the mandates and the crackdowns. Yeah. So we're going to keep an eye on this. You better believe we're going to be attending these hearings. I've already asked Keith Ammon, who is, again, one of the Free Stater, crypto-friendly Free Stater state reps, who, by the way, was appointed already to this committee.
Oh, nice.
So Keith Ammon is on this committee. And it'll be interesting to see who else they appoint to this, because the makeup of it is different than the last one.
Okay.
So this one is going to have more like members of the public, quote unquote. The average people are going to be in on this, like presumably people that know about crypto, not just like Joe Blow on the street.
Yeah, but, I mean, I felt like we had a really good makeup as far as the committee last time.
Well, but last time there was only one person who was just a normal, not bureaucrat, not politician, and that was Jeremy Kaufman, the founder of Library and Odyssey. Now, we talk a lot about Odyssey here on Free Talk Live. That's where we do streaming video every night, where we have never been censored and will likely never be censored. And Library itself, which is what Odyssey was built on originally, Library is a protocol, not a platform. Library is a media sharing, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we've been posting our video archives on Library for years now. So you can go to video.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to our Odyssey channel. Anyway, it was Jeremy Kaufman who was the one person that was on that committee or that commission before. But now they're going to be able to have, I think, as many as six. So this is going to be a larger commission than it was previously. So it'll be interesting to see who gets chosen for this.
Yeah, and it'll definitely be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, and what the makeup of it ends up looking like. So we'll keep you in the loop as that develops. But in related news, did you guys hear this New York City mayor, the new guy, the guy that just took office in January, talk about how he loves cryptocurrency?
I did. There's been a bunch of them. I think one is in Florida, too.
Uh-huh, yeah. And, Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, and there might be another one somewhere out there,
there's
too.
There's a few of them.
There's definitely like three or four of them.
So this guy made some headlines while he was running for mayor. So he's brand new, just came in January, and he made headlines because he claims he's into Bitcoin. He wants to get paid in Bitcoin. I guess he said he was getting his first few paychecks, he would get them in Bitcoin or something like that. And he made a statement about how he wants New York City to be the best Bitcoin city, to be the most attractive to Bitcoin businesses, and blah, blah, blah.
Get rid of the Bit license.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is that. And unfortunately, that's at the state level, so he can't get rid of it.
Right.
But yeah, that's a major factor, and that's going to keep businesses out of New York City. But here's another one. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, according to the New York Post, wants to make the Big Apple a center of cryptocurrency trading, but he now says he's siding with environmentalists who oppose the energy-intensive process of mining the digital currencies. Wow. Quote, "I support cryptocurrency, not crypto mining," he said.
I don't think this guy understands what cryptocurrency is.
No.
Although
there are definitely cryptocurrencies that don't use the same kind
this
of
is
mining
true.
And are not as energy intensive.
This is true.
Things like
proof of
stellar.
Stake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Proof of stake versus proof of work.
Yeah. Basically, they use some variant of the different solutions to the Byzantine general problem.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he actually understood the difference between proof of work and proof of stake, and it isn't that he was leading us on by making us think that he was talking about stable coins. No, I was thinking he was talking about stable coins. He supports stable coins, not cryptocurrencies, is what he's basically saying, but not really understanding.
No, he was talking about Bitcoin before. like in cryptocurrency.
Right, but now he's saying he doesn't support Bitcoin.
Correct. Yeah, right. You cannot support Bitcoin and be against the mining of it.
I was thinking that what he meant then by that is he only supports stable coins. But then I was completely forgetting about the fact that there's stable.
And these are politicians. I mean, Biden says he wants low gas prices, but he also wants to outlaw drilling for gas, which is pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and Biden, just listening to Biden ramble about inflation is just so hard to handle.
Oh, God.
There's more coming up here in moments.
Inflation's good for us, Ian.
This is free. It's good for the government. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, you can get it on a centralized exchange called xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up, and you can keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We are talking a little bit about cryptocurrency here, specifically a fairly mainstream hypocrite when it comes to crypto, and that is the New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, just took office in January, and while he was campaigning, he pledged to accept his first three paychecks in Bitcoin and Ethereum. However,
how is he going to do that? Does he have the authority once elected to just, like, issue whatever he wants?
Excellent question.
Because, well, he couldn't issue it. The city would have to buy it from somewhere.
Right. And then,
unless they confiscated some or something from a drug dealer or whatever.
It sounds like a fraudulent promise that he probably doesn't have the power to actually do once he gets elected.
Yeah, I don't know how that's panned out, right? Because presumably he's gotten a paycheck by now. I've not been paying close attention to what's been going on with
him. He can eventually get a paycheck in, you know, crypto, which maybe he can, it's going to take some amount of time probably to make that happen.
Maybe. I mean, let's presume he got it. Whatever. Okay, so he got his paycheck, and he said he was willing to take his first three paychecks. That's not a real big commitment.
No, it's
right?
not. That was the other thing I thought was pretty funny.
Like, why would you just take three if you really are into cryptocurrency and you can get the city to actually pay you in it? Why wouldn't you want every single paycheck to be in Bitcoin?
Publicity stunt is all it is.
That's what it was, because then he changed his tune after what happened? Environmentalists criticized him for not taking a more forceful stand against the mining process, which green activists say will expedite the negative effects of climate change due to the sheer amount of energy required to create the digital coins.
Banksy is way more energy than
they sure do.
This is such a ridiculous argument because, again, I've said this so many times. Most of what you're generating is based on waste electricity. It's stuff that's already being generated. It's just not being utilized. Yeah. And it's usually the efficient, like the most efficient, cheapest stuff you can get, which is like hydropower, right? So it's not like the wheels stop spinning on those generators, you know, just because, in the midnight or whatever, right? The industry during the day, you know, uses electricity, but at night it's not using electricity, but those wheels don't stop generating it. So,
and indeed, guess
what? Hamsters keep running and
guess what the controversy is about? It's about a power plant in New York State, in upstate, actually in the Finger Lakes region, where we've got a couple radio stations that air the show. So apparently this gas-powered plant is using what is probably their extra power.
Waste. Yep, because they leak that a lot of these wells leak, and I've heard of other. Is this one of those situations where they're using basically the leakage from the well to generate the power?
Well, I don't know all the details, but the Seneca Lake, which is the largest of the Finger Lakes, it's got a power plant called Green Ridge Generation that is got a crypto mining operation they claim is carbon neutral, whatever that means. But the Seneca Lake Guardian, an environmental nonprofit, is praising the New York City mayor for coming out against cryptocurrency mining, saying, quote, they're relieved to see that Mayor Adams has heard us and understands the major threats that Bitcoin mining poses to the New York State. You know, it makes me wonder, is the mayor going to show how serious he is now by doing raids on Bitcoin miners in the city limits? Because, I mean, if he's really serious about saving the environment, he needs to start putting people behind bars.
That assumes that, I presume that assumes that it's illegal, but it's not illegal, last time I checked.
It's not.
That doesn't necessarily stop them from arresting
people. That's true. It really doesn't.
Quote, Bitcoin mining could cost New Yorkers millions of dollars in energy bills. How's that exactly?
Doubtful.
sounds like,
I mean, it sounds like they're arguing that it's going to increase the demand for electricity, which is going to increase the prices, which is then thus going to cause more. But the problem with that argument is that it only makes sense. You only make money off of mining crypto if the price is low enough. So you're not going to cause it to go up beyond what would be profitable. And because there's other people mining it for less, it means that any place that has that doesn't have a surplus supply, it's not going to make sense to mine.
That's one thing that you can say is for sure about these environmentalists is they don't understand the economy. They don't understand the market, and they just understand fear and political power, right?
And linear extrapolation.
So Green Ridge Generation insists their plant is carbon neutral and not having a major impact on the environment. The CEO said recently that, quote, the claim that Green Ridge's fully permitted operation would have any impact on the quality and viability of Seneca Lake is beyond absurd. And anyway, they just go on to some general statements about mining.
If I recall, this is the power plant that was shut down because there wasn't enough demand for electricity, and then they started it back up again.
I don't know.
I think it's this. I think that's the one they're talking about here. But basically, what's ridiculous is if it was environmentally harmful, if it's environmentally harmful now, when they're generating in crypto with it, it would have been environmentally harmful previously too.
When anyone was their power,
right? But nobody was using it, so they shut it down. And
if that's true, you don't know for sure,
right? Again, like I said, I'm not 100% sure if this is the same power plant. There was another story out in New York where they were concerned about. I think it had to do with something about the heat and the lake levels going up.
That's one of the claims from the environmentalists here, is that it's going to heat the lake up.
Yeah, which kind of makes sense. But at the same time, if that was the case, why did they build the power plant there in the first place, you know, and operate it for all those years prior to it shutting down?
Frustrating.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just a pretty entertaining story where this guy is saying he's still for crypto. Just not against, he's against the mining of cryptocurrency. So, it's ridiculous. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us in other related news, you are going to be seeing a lot of crypto ads if you watch the Super Bowl this year. Now, I don't know if any of the three of us regularly watch
the Super Bowl.
Sports ball, no. I wouldn't notice that.
The big game, as they call it in advertising.
Now, is this soccer?
No.
Is it
You're pretending, right? Are you really pretending?
Football. I get confused. I think there's like one that's like the worldwide thing and like all sorts of sports get together. And then there's another
one.
You're
thinking of the Olympics.
The Olympics,
that's
yes.
happening now, too. So the Olympics.
So
is
which
actually,
one is this?
And they've got the athletes are getting quarantined in horrible conditions.
Is it in China?
China, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. God, who would set foot in China for any reason? I can't imagine it.
Yeah. Just good question.
Nothing could motivate me to go to China.
Not even a gold medal.
Not even a gold medal.
I got other people going to China for me. I don't need to go.
So, just in case, for those of you out there who are like Chris and you don't know what we're talking about, the Super Bowl is the NFL's championship game, and that is the National Football League. It's the United States.
I'm so confused. Soccer?
Big game.
Football?
No, it's not soccer.
Soccer,
this is
football?
American football. The pigskin.
I don't know the difference.
He's playing, right?
Pigskin the cop?
There's more coming up here in a moment. 603-283. Now, people would pay for that.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Nine Phoenix police officers were injured and five were shot during an altercation Friday that unfolded following an original call of a woman who had been shot in a home. A suspect opening fire on the first officer on the scene and then shot at other officers as they tried to rescue a baby left outside the front door by another individual. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, speaking about the incident late Friday afternoon, expressing her anger.
A baby innocently in the middle of a barrage of gunfire. This has to stop.
The FDA is giving the green light to a new monoclonal antibody drug. The drug has been found effective against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FDA giving emergency use authorization for the drug to be used in both adult and pediatric patients. USA Radio News. The FDA is issuing a recall on rapid COVID-19 tests made in South Korea because they were imported illegally. The FDA saying the standard Q COVID-19 AG home test kits manufactured by SD Biosensor have not been approved or authorized by the U.S. government. Officials say if you have one of these test kits, throw it away immediately. If you have already used one, the FDA says to get retested with an approved kit from the list that can be found at FDA.gov. Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So you can bring up anything you want here. We've just kind of been off on a side tangent of some crypto-related stories. I was mentioning that the Super Bowl is going to have a bunch of cryptocurrency advertisements for, like, the first time. And it's more than one company. So all of a sudden, and, you know, people pay attention to, you don't, Chris, obviously, pay attention to the Super Bowl. I don't really pay attention. I don't even know who's playing. But I know the event exists, and I know about when it happens. It's usually like the first couple weeks of February, the last week in January, usually somewhere in that range. So I'm guessing it's coming up Sunday, but I don't know 100%. But one of the things that people actually pay a lot of attention to during the Super Bowl isn't so much the game itself, but the advertisements that happen during the Super Bowl. And the reason is because, well, they're some of the better ones that are produced because there's a ton of people watching the Super Bowl. It's one of the most watched events.
Is this the one where they spend like millions of dollars on
per
ads,
second
like
or per, whatever?
Yeah, okay.
This is the one.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. Because you're hitting a huge audience of people. This is like the most watched television event of the year, probably of the planet, but certainly inside the United States. It's very, very highly watched, and so it is the most expensive advertising you can buy on television. And now apparently cryptocurrency companies like Crypto.com and a couple of exchanges, FTX and Coinbase, are booking commercial time during the most watched media event of the year. This according to Protocol.com. Oh, and here's who's playing. The Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals will be playing at SoFi Stadium, which is another player in crypto buying, and the point-of-sale systems at the venue are run by Square, whose parent company renamed itself Block to emphasize its push into Bitcoin. But you won't get any relief after the Super Bowl ends either. Crypto's advertising push is just getting started. There have been Safe Moon billboards in Times Square, Bitcoin ads on Hong Kong trams, and even crypto promos inside of fortune cookies. It's just going to grow as crypto exchanges make a grab for mainstream customers.
You know, I remember Dash having an ad on a plane.
JetBlue.
Yeah, back in the day. But I haven't seen anything super recently. I think there was a Wendy's had some advertising, like, on screen in a Wendy's at one point that I saw, but I haven't really seen
a crypto company had an ad in Wendy's?
Like Wendy's was advertising the price of Bitcoin or, I don't know, something like that, right? In like on their Wendy's channel or something. It was kind of weird, but but I haven't really seen too much other advertising since then.
Well, you also get out into the advertising world, and neither do I.
Nah,
I don't watch
not.
Television. I mean, but every now and then we hear about
right,
things.
Absolutely.
And we did hear about the Crypto.com ads. We actually discussed them. We played it on the air a few weeks ago, where Matt Damon is walking through this sort of computer-generated set, and as he's walking through, there's, like, astronauts.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
that.
There's, you know, like, somebody on a big ship, like, one of the discovering kind of ships from back in the day.
Yep.
And, like, all these sort of epic things that have happened in history, and he, you know, says, fortune favors the brave, and it's an advertisement for a crypto exchange
crypto.com.
And the ad got ripped up in the mainstream media. There were people that were really critical of it. I thought it was cool. Like, you know, I thought, oh, okay, hey, Matt Damon, he's a name. They hired this guy, and turns out Matt Damon's actually into crypto, apparently. And I'm not going to say that buying cryptocurrency is on the level of walking on the moon necessarily, but, you know, it
it's
can make a difference.
It's an ad, people. Yeah. I mean, like, seriously.
Well, I guess Elon Musk is holding a lot of cryptocurrency, so buying cryptocurrency might lead to people walking on the moon.
Could be. And it certainly can be a life-changing event. It can be something that could lead to you becoming more wealthy in the future.
This is kind of an interesting one. I mean, I think it may have, I don't want to say it was done, I don't think it was done in poor taste so much, but I don't necessarily know that I thought it was the greatest ad ever, but I definitely think that what the messaging was like that this is revolutionary, that messaging I thought was spot on.
Right. And that's what a lot of people were criticizing about it, but a lot of people still don't understand crypto.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to criticize the thing they don't understand. Now, the Super Bowl takeover is drawing comparisons to the year 2000's dot-com bowl, when a fifth of the ad space during the game then went to internet startups. A lot of those companies went bust, of course, as many have pointed out. That said, the Super Bowl is, quote, the single most efficient media buy on the planet. The number of impressions delivered in that period of time is unmatched by any other standard and by any other media opportunity out there. That's hard to believe. Like that these very expensive ads are the most efficient of all all advertising.
It's probably,
how many of these people are sober and wearing shirts though?
Great question.
I mean, it's probably got something to do with the price point. I mean, it's like bulk advertising, right? Like you're getting a bulk rate effectively.
Right, you're getting a completely scattershot across no demographic, no specific demographics.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just getting whoever's watching.
Well, sports fans, but
everybody but us.
A lot of people watch.
That's true.
A lot of people watch the Super Bowl who aren't sports fans.
That's true, too.
Super Bowl ads are famously expensive, going up to $7 million for a 30-second slot this year because of their reach. It's not a surprise that they are sold out. Last year's ads generated over 6.3 billion impressions, 26 million online views, and 64 billion social impressions. And And let me skip down here a little bit. So they're talking about the different brands that are going to be advertising. Gemini, FTX, Crypto.com, Binance, apparently. So several of these major players in the cryptocurrency exchange sphere are going to be weighing in here. Binance is mocking its rivals with a celebrity ad campaign that attacks celebrity ad campaigns. Basketball player Jimmy Butler and musician Jay Balvin tell viewers to do their own research. But it's not just TV ads. Crypto.com has now scored the naming rights to LA's what was formerly known as the Staples Center. Staples is out, and Crypto.com is now in. So it's now the Crypto.com Center in Los Angeles, which cost them $700 million for that sponsorship. Crypto exchange FTX inked a $135 million and $17.5 million deals for the naming rights to the Miami Heat's arena and the field at California Memorial Stadium, while other crypto firms are also partnering with sports leagues in sponsorship deals. So we're really in an interesting place right now, right, where, you know, several years ago, like you said, Dash was the only organization doing this. And by the way, Dash is a decentralized autonomous organization, and they are the first decentralized autonomous organization, and they're a successful one because they still exist.
Definitely.
But they were doing advertising on, like, I think they had, like, a race car, or they had a, like, a racing jet or something like that at one point. They had the JetBlue ads that ran, like, as you were taking off, they would play on the back seats.
And I feel like I saw that at one point.
I know Matt, my roommate, had seen it. He called me once. He's like, dude, I just saw a Dash advertisement.
I regularly, I forget where, but one of the destinations I go every year, or well, I was before COVID, was, I always fly JetBlue, so it probably was.
You saw it then.
Yeah, I probably saw it.
And those are interesting. Like, that's a cool advertising campaign. You're getting in front of an individual's eyes. They are captive audience, whereas during the Super Bowl, it's like, how many people are paying attention during the ads? They're taking a break. They're in the bathroom. They're getting some chips or whatever. So, you know, you're not getting all 6 million or 60 million or however many viewers that there are.
They're vomiting. Are you sure about that? I feel like the most of these people are watching these ads.
A lot of people like to watch the ads.
Yeah,
and very entertaining.
And I feel like people watch the ads who didn't watch the Super Bowl.
There are those people, too. Yeah,
so,
that's true.
But I don't know what the numbers are, actually, statistically.
But it's interesting that we're in this place now where cryptocurrency is so big that a lot of these companies are now figuring, all right, we're just going to advertise to everyone. We're going to advertise to sports fans. We're going to advertise to people who are drunk. We're going to advertise to... We've got so much money. We've got $700 million extra. Let's buy an entire sports stadium sponsorship for, you know, 5 years or however many years that gets you.
I just wish that there would be more promotion to businesses to accept cryptocurrencies. Because I think that's really where it's
first, you've got to get people to believe in and to buy into and to want... Because why is a business going to accept something that no one's asking them to accept?
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that.
And the other thing is, if business owners want crypto, the easiest way to get it is to accept it. So make them want.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're going to get into the story that I actually wanted to start the show with here tonight, about the latest from the Freedom Convoy up in Ottawa, where the Ontario government goons, specifically a man named Doug Ford, and you may recognize that name because he is the brother of the crack-smoking, now-deceased mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. Remember that story?
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Well, guess what? His brother's an a-hole, too, and he's also a politician. In fact, he's the premier of the Ontario province. So we'll talk about that a little bit here, but also I do want to make sure that you know about Give Directly. We're doing a fundraiser for some very, very poor people in extreme poverty in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. You can contribute over at give.freetalklive.com. They give directly. It's organization's called Give Directly. They give directly to people in need, and they find that that actually helps them by allowing them to make their own decisions, helps them get employment, nutrition, health, and education into their lives. And if you prefer the idea of people choosing for themselves how to spend their money, then we're going to back you up by doubling your donation, matching your donations over at give.freetalklive.com, up to a total of $30,000. That's give.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance, and thank you to everybody who has contributed thus far to that fundraiser. So the truckers are still there. They're still throwing parties in the streets. There's still dancing going on. There's still a lot of fun being had. But boy, the government gang, they are making a big deal out of this, and they are threatening, and they're getting violent, and they're arresting people, and they're going to take this thing to the next level. So even though even though the very same politician that I'm about to play audio from, Doug Ford, on the very same day announced that he's planning to remove the vaccine passport system, planning to quote-unquote go back to normal, according to a secretly recorded phone call with this guy. So on one hand, he's going to remove the restrictions, supposedly. But on the other hand, here's what he had to say.
Today, using my authority as Premier of Ontario to declare a state of emergency in our province. And I will convene Cabinet to use legal authorities to urgently enact orders that will make crystal clear it is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure. This will include protecting international border crossings, 400 series highways, airports, ports, bridges, and railways.
Just curious, does Canada not have disorderly conduct statutes?
I'm pretty sure that even if they don't have disorderly conduct statutes, they have a law that would illegal to interfere with, like, the regular course of traffic, right? Like, you can't just stop your car on the major highway, even in Canada.
Right. I mean, definition of disorderly conduct. So, like, why does he need a state of emergency to do these things? I mean, these are things that have been prohibited in Western systems forever.
It's probably because he's trying to ramp up the, like, power. You know, he wants more power.
That's for sure.
That's probably what it comes down to. I mean, it's probably not. And he probably kind of effectively doesn't have that power because it will look bad if he does do something. So, like, he's just kind of like, I don't know, trying to scare people into going away or leaving or something.
That could be, and maybe he's hoping to try to, you know, play this from both ends, right? On one hand, we're going to get rid of the vaccine passports. On the other hand, okay, we're coming down with a crackdown, so y'all leave now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's doing. Anyway, it's definitely tyranny. We're going to go on.
It will also include protecting the safe and essential movement of ambulatory and medical services.
Who have not been prohibited from moving around, by the way. I mean, there's open lanes. Every image, every video I've seen from these protests with the truckers occupying lanes of the streets, there's always one open lane.
Yep. Yeah, they actually, the truckers were fully cooperative, and the protesters were fully cooperative of ensuring that ambulances could get from one place to another. Right. What they were trying to suggest is so ridiculous. This is not what they're making it out to be.
Public transit, municipal and provincial roadways, as well as pedestrian walkways. Fines for noncompliance will be severe, with a maximum penalty of $100,000 and up to a year imprisonment.
Wow.
We will also provide additional authority to consider taking away the personal and commercial licenses of anyone who doesn't comply with these orders.
I mean, this sounds like he's justifying, people taking up arms against the government, you know? When you start taking away people's livelihoods or throwing them in a cage for a year, that goes beyond, you know, peaceful, you know, assembly. I mean, that's a point in which you probably should be taking up arms. I'm not advocating for it. I just want to be clear. I'm not advocating for it, but I'm just saying, like, there is a point in which you can't continue to go along.
People are going to break if you push. Right? If you push them too far, people are going to snap. Although, as you say, violence is not the solution. That's
definitely
what the
not.
Government does.
The whole point that I'm making is that the government is pushing people to act violent.
They do.
They're not acting violent.
Well, they want that. They want that. They want you to get violent.
Right, because they want to be able to justify their own violence.
Correct. And then it'll just, look, see, these truckers are violent. Now we need to really crack down.
They've already been saying they're violent.
But that actually hasn't happened.
Right, I know. That's the whole point.
Yeah, there's been zero violence at these rallies except that which the police have brought.
Correct.
Mm.
This will not impede the rights of Ontarians to peacefully protest. It will provide additional tools to help stop the illegal occupation of Ottawa and the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor. While these emergency orders will be temporary, We have every intention to bring new legislation forward.
Just 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, $100,000, up to $100,000 fine for what exactly? Hanging out in downtown Ottawa and, you know, being in a truck or something? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how
carrying bottles of water, effectively, because that's what they've already...
Gasoline cans.
But people have been putting water in them because of the absurdity of, you know, people being arrested for it.
I wonder if they're going to end up charging people for just having water in those bottles simply for, you know, like, essentially forcing the police to, you know, question them and to harass them and waste their time.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I suspect they probably are arresting people for with water in it, and that's something that, you know, that'll be something for the courts
to work out later,
right? And it doesn't even matter, because honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter whether there is or is not. They just need the excuse, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to cause disruption, right? They're trying to take people off the street, and that's just their excuse for doing so. Because even if there is gas in it, right, is that actually a crime? And I'm highly doubting that it's actually a crime under Canadian law. I mean, think about it. People need to put gas in the containers for lawnmowers, if their car runs out of gas down the road.
Yeah, until they're pouring the gas into the trucker's tank, then, you know, and even then, how is that a crime?
Right, exactly. It's probably not. So that's why it's just
you're saying this whole thing is legally suspect.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, we're going to see what happens here. We're definitely going to keep an eye on this situation. Again, tomorrow will be the official two-week mark, although many of the drivers started on Friday 2 weeks ago. So I tend to count Friday as the two-week marker here. So we're entering into the third week now of this protest, and the government has been ramping up their violence and ramping up the enforcement. They've been taking people's firewood. They've been taking gasoline. They've been prohibiting people from putting up bouncy houses.
Been taking the bouncy houses.
They prohibited some dudes from putting a bouncy house up today. Yeah, there was a video I saw.
I believe it.
Good God.
I am curious as to whether or not.
How can you take a man's bouncy house? That's low.
I'm very curious as to whether or not this protest has actually grown as a reaction to the government's actions, as opposed to, because if I was in Canada, I would absolutely
go up there,
right, and partaking in this, especially.
If I could get there, I'd be there now.
You know, even if, some of us can't go to Canada.
Yeah, we'll let me in. Persona non grata in Canada.
Yes, that was prior to, I believe, Ian, the raid, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, nobody and I can't go in because we've got criminal convictions. Nobody sold some weed at some point. And I stood in front of a police car, which you also did, nobody. And,
I did that, too.
They don't like it when you do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I hope there's more people, you know, getting on board now, you know, especially now, you know, even if you didn't early on.
Come on out. It's the weekend. It's a perfect opportunity to head up to the Capitol there in Canada and show your support for the drivers who are still sticking it out, heroically sticking it out up there.
Maybe we can get some truckers to come chill down at the New Hampshire border crossing. We could go.
Oh, there's already talks.
Go there.
I think there's already talks about that.
Well, hopefully tomorrow night we are going to have Reed Coverdale, who is a libertarian truck driver, who hosts his own podcast. We'll talk to him and see what's going on in the USA Freedom Convoy tomorrow night, hopefully right at the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.